White House Communications Director Hope Hicks refused to answer questions about the Trump administration when she went before the House Intelligence Committee.
Joining us live from Washington, D.C. is Utah Congressman Chris Stewart. Thank you for your time this morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
What questions did she refuse to answer?
At the end of the day, it was only questions regarding from the time that the president was sworn into office forward. And that's not unusual at all. I mean, there is this historical precedent of executive privilege, which many people have claimed at private conversations with president. And I think that's it. But anything before that, during the time of the transition or during the time of the actual campaign, she answered all of those questions.
Congressman,
is, by the way, and that's the relevant part of this as well. I mean, this is about a supposed collusion, and the collusion had to take place at the time of the election. It wouldn't have taken place, of course, after he was sworn into office.
Did she claim executive privilege?
No, she never used those words, and I don't know technically whether she could, but she just said, I've been instructed by my employer not to answer questions regarding conversations or interactions with the president after he'd been sworn into office.
Are you concerned about that at all, Congressman, to have a witness come before your committee and just refuse to answer questions?
Well, in one example we were, for example, Steve Bannon came and had just an overly broad expansion of this is what I will and won't answer, and it made many of us angry. There were things that he should have answered, and we insisted he did. We actually brought him back under threat of subpoena and compelled him to answer. Ms. Hicks' answers were, I think, exactly what people expected. Once again, there is this precedent of executive privilege. They shouldn't be able to ask her any question regarding private conversations with the president. And if you're talking about collusion, once again, that had to be something that took place during the campaign, not after he was elected. There certainly wasn't collusion that took place once he's in office. And frankly, as I think everyone recognizes, there's no evidence of collusion anyway.
Congressman, were there any calls for a subpoena from any of your colleagues in the House Intelligence Committee for Ms. Hicks?
Yeah, I think at one point some of our Democratic colleagues were saying, well, we'll compel you, we'll subpoena you. But I think once she'd answered the questions, I mean, she was down there for more than 9 hours. I mean, it's painful at some point. How many times can you ask the same question again and again and again? And that's been the precedent for many of these hearings. They're just very, very long and again, repeating the same stuff over and over. But I think towards the end of it, everyone, even my Democratic colleagues, were recognizing that she was trying to answer and trying to be helpful. And I think they're not willing to challenge this idea that there is executive privilege. And so I don't know once the whole thing was over that there was anyone who was really saying, well, we should subpoena her, because she really made a good face and a very long effort and tried to answer their questions.
What about this incident that took place when she was with the president drafting the response to the meeting that happened with Donald Trump Jr. and the members, people from Russia? And I know that I think the American public and probably your committee as well want to get to what happened there. Wasn't that part of what she wouldn't answer, and couldn't that be a basis for a subpoena?
Again, I don't think so. You'd probably have to talk to, again, our Democratic colleagues, but I think generally they were satisfied. Now, there are some who will never be satisfied. I mean, they would be okay with this investigation going on for years and years. And it doesn't matter what some of the witnesses say. Some of them just will always be unsatisfied and always be critical. But once again, I think that most of us, and including those on the other side of the aisle, I think at the end of the day, most of them felt like she had been tried to be helpful and answered everything that she could.
When she said, Congressman, that she has told, at least I read this, that she has told white lies on behalf of the president, how do we know what lies she would consider small and what lies might be considered larger? How do we feel comfortable with that?
Yeah, that's such a good question. I'm so glad you asked that. And that is such a great example of where they set her up in order to have a media story and to criticize her. They asked this very general question. Have you ever lied for the president? And we tried to narrow it down and saying, look, that doesn't include, have you ever said that he's busy or told someone I'm not here? I mean, many executive assistants will do that for their boss. They have to protect them in some cases. So we ask her very specifically, regarding any interactions with Russia, regarding any accusations of collusion or conspiracy, regarding the hacking of the DNC emails, regarding any of these other topics that we've been talking about, did you ever lie for the president regarding anything concerned with this investigation? And her answer was adamantly, no, absolutely not. Never did I lie regarding those things. But she couldn't, and I don't know any executive assistant, or frankly, any one of us almost, who would say, I have never in my life lied for someone. For example, told them that someone wasn't there when they were on the phone, when they were, but they were busy. And that was such a masterful job of some who were trying to question her to set her up for this story of, well, she's a liar for the president, when that wasn't what she was trying to say. She was trying to say, in this Russian investigation, I have never lied. But in my interactions with him over the years, perhaps there have been times when I did, and that was a very truthful answer, and I think something that most people would appreciate.
Very, very good. Thank you,
Congressman. We always appreciate chatting with you, Congressman.
Yeah, thank you
very much for your time this morning.
Thank you both, and good morning.